Two hospitals in the country are currently dealing with outbreaks of COVID-19. Both University Hospital Galway and St Luke's General Hospital in Kilkenny say they're dealing with outbreaks. The HSE say they're currently seeing an increase in COVID-19 infections in Ireland. In a statement, it said this is causing hospital admissions. Separately, the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation said that 428 admitted patients are waiting for beds this morning, according to their trolley watch. 290 patients are waiting in emergency departments. 138 patients are in wards elsewhere in hospitals. We're joined now by the INMO's General Secretary, Finlay Hay. Finlay Hay, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
COVID hasn't gone away, but appears to be causing big problems in two hospitals today.
Yes, and we had reports from University Hospital Kerry last week where they had to reintroduce mask wearing and visitor restrictions. So because of a higher than safe level of COVID outbreak, the figures that the HSE have produced show us that the outbreaks are very high within healthcare institutions, within hospitals, within nursing homes. And we had sought a meeting with the HSE, which we had yesterday, where they confirmed that this is the case. Now, obviously, the testing isn't at a level that would be able to verify specifics, because not everybody is testing. But it is a concern. It's from our perspective, the issues arising are, have we done anything to improve the environment in which patients are being cared for to prevent this cross-infection? We don't think so. We have very strong reports from HICWA citing overcrowding being one of the issues that unfortunately causes cross-infection to increase and get worse. And also we have a very strong code of practice from the Health and Safety Authority, which asks employers to make sure that their air quality is healthy and to prepare in advance of changing seasons. So we met the HSE yesterday. We put all this to them. To be honest, we're not satisfied that there are measures in place now that were not in place last winter in respect of the air hygiene. We're concerned that the numbers on trolleys are still very high for the month of July, higher than this time last year, cumulatively since January, 10% higher. So we're really concerned about this winter.
I'll talk to you about trolley waits in just a moment, but just to go back to COVID for a second, are the same conditions still exist as when COVID was at its peak? If a patient has COVID, do they have to be separated out? Does that cause problems with bed management in a hospital?
Well, it depends. There aren't separate streams any longer, but certainly once the positive test comes back, well, then that patient must be isolated and staff must act in a manner wearing PPE, etc., to ensure that they're not causing any further outbreaks or cross-infection. The problem we have with all of this is the system is delayed, testing is delayed. There isn't mandatory testing for people when they attend. So somebody can be in hospital and asymptomatic but still positive. So all of that, in our view, the public health advice must be stronger, considering we now know that the incidences of COVID have increased in the community, which means that that unfortunately translates into the hospital system.
On trolleys or on patients waiting for beds in hospitals, whether it be on trolleys, on chairs or otherwise, the HSE says that as the bank holiday weekend approaches, hospitals around the country are putting measures in place to manage EDs efficiently during what is traditionally a busy holiday period. At this point, they say they are seeing no increase in pressure compared to the same period in previous years, but they are continuing to monitor this situation closely. It doesn't look, from your own figures, to be much different from previous years. Is that right?
Well, it isn't much different for the month of July. But the problem is, when we had figures that high in 2022, we had a terrible winter. So the figures being the same as 22 doesn't give us any comfort. In fact, it is the very reason that we sought the meeting with the HSE yesterday, because we know what happened last winter. So if the figures are the same this year, Well, then logically, we're saying to the HSE, what new measures are you introducing? Because we don't want to have to put staff in the same position that they were in last winter. Because to be honest, it's one of the main reasons now why people are deciding to leave their employment. It's because of the constant pressure they're under and the constant unsafe nature of their workplaces. So saying it's the same as last year is basically saying, oh, sure, it was very bad last year. It's not much worse this year. But we know that the winter is going to be diabolical. That's not good enough. We don't accept that on behalf of nurses and midwives who are trying to do their best to provide safe care.
Finlay Hay, INMO's General Secretary, thank you for speaking with us this lunchtime.